Reviewing last week's cattle market, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. We had quite the cattle market again last week, closing the day lower on Friday, but a lot of eyes were on that August feeder cattle contract and seeing if it could push past the $3 mark.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the $3 mark on the feeders never traded there. Got right up to it early in the week and then sold off a little bit. Finally got through it on the August contract.
That's Zach Tindall with Producers Livestock Marketing from last Friday's commodity round, giving us a recap look at last week's cattle trade.
Saw a pretty quick sell-off after we did get through it and then come back pretty good yesterday, especially after cash trade on the fats took place. So north anywhere from 225 to 228 on the fat trade. South was 218 to 220 for the most part. So probably about $6 better than most last week or on the averages anyway, and pretty good volume this week. Some of these packers are getting a couple weeks of inventory around them. Could be a good and bad thing. Obviously, if they have a little more inventory, might not need to come to the table or buy as many here in the coming weeks. But seeing them buy cattle that far out at record prices and all-time high maybe gives us a little certainty that we are tight on numbers in the country and there just isn't a whole lot of market-ready cattle that are out there for them to pick from.
And as for an update on the slaughter pace from last week?
Kill this week, 559,000. Steady with a week ago, but we are about 57,000 lighter than we were a year ago. Carcass weights are making up about 3% higher production than a year ago just on carcass weights. Now, the lighter kill obviously is affecting that as well, but carcass weights about 3% more as far as production.
But many traders are optimistic about the future when it comes to the cattle markets.
Yeah, new contract highs, new all-time highs across all cash markets and futures markets. Good to see the August settle back above $3. We did dip below it there this morning or later this afternoon for a little bit, but a settlement up there is going to look a little bit better on the charts. We'll just see how much power we have, and fundamentals are going to have to continue to feed this market. The old saying, the bull needs fed every day, and right now we've been getting that. We'll see if we continue doing that here for a couple weeks and keep the funds interested and keep this market high.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.